Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 17th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, preparing this message from our home office here in rural Lancaster County, Mount Joy, on a beautiful morning. And just a few minutes ago, we saw a tiny hummingbird, which is too far away to get a good photo of, but we express that as part of our joys of the morning. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again this morning, and whenever you happen to be listening to us, we want to share a perspective from the Bible that we hope will encourage. Today's message is titled, Are You Ready? The scripture verse is a portion of the words of our Lord from His Sermon on the Mount of Olives before He died for our sins.
Matthew 24, verse 44. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect Him.
There have been several significant hurricanes over the last month along America's Gulf Coast. Most recently, Hurricane Ike this past weekend. Hurricanes are interesting in that for days leading up to them, sometimes even a week or more, reasonable predictions can be made detailing the time they will land and where they will land and to some degree how severe they will be. People can prepare, unlike other natural disasters such as earthquakes and tornadoes. Although our area here in south central Pennsylvania is rarely affected by hurricanes, we do get the remnants of tropical storms. I recall our years in New England, days leading up to the predicted landfall of the hurricane warning. Residents would stock up on bread and milk and, it seems, hunker down to survive. Well, the locals told me this mentality goes back to a devastating hurricane in 1938 and the blizzard of 1978. Most schools, many businesses, and other activities are canceled. Well, I must admit, when we lived in New England, I was kind of excited about being in a real hurricane since growing up in the Kansas City area, we didn't have any. But we did have tornadoes. However, in our 7.5 years in that area, we never had one severe enough to adversely affect those of us inland, aside from some wind damage.
Well, Jesus stressed getting ready as well. Unambiguously, He declared to His disciples in His long teaching on the Mount of Olives, "You also must be ready." He's speaking of His promised return to earth, a future event which devout believers hold very dear. Today, many mock and unbelievers scoff at the mention of the return of Christ. And sadly, in our observation, even in much of the visible church, it is too often unproclaimed.
Or maybe we could also say underproclaimed.
Underproclaimed, yes.
Well, most ignore it today. In fact, Jesus Himself likened His return to the days of Noah. People went about their business unaware of their impending doom. Well, perhaps the economy was strong and people were living well. And that's the way it is today, in spite of the situations of Wall Street and so forth. Overall, here in America and other Western lands, we read this, we still live very well. Well, they reasoned, who needs to listen to that crazy preacher building a boat? It was similar to the days of Solomon. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 15, there's this gem of wisdom. A man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry.
Well, Jesus said, you also must be ready. But He went on to state, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect Him. So, we have a very forthright warning from Jesus Himself. However, regarding the specific date or time, we do not know, even though all throughout the age of the church, many, many specific attempts have been made. We just saw an article just yesterday regarding, now the date is considered 2013 by this writer.
Yeah, somebody's contending, and I didn't even read the full article. I glanced at it. I guess in my 35 plus years of serving Christ, seen a lot of these come and go. Remember the book from 1988, creatively titled 88 Reasons Christ Will Return in 88. Now we're looking at 20 years ago. In fact, it was to be in September of 1988. And here we are, still here. But He's coming. So the focus is not so much on the unannounced date as it is on living in a state of preparedness for our Lord's return. We don't have time to get ready at the trumpet sound, so we must be ready before that great and glorious moment when Jesus appears in the clouds. Through Scripture, we have been adequately warned. Have you heeded that warning? Are you prepared? And are you warning others?
Let's all pray together. Father, depending on the state of our hearts, we view the Scripture about the return of your Son as a warning or as a welcoming. We prepare our hearts by seeking you for the forgiveness of sins and inviting you to reign in our lives. We pray for those we love, those whom we're around regularly, that they too will make spiritual preparations to be ready for the trumpet sound when the dead in Christ rise first, and then we who believe will be caught up to meet Jesus in the skies. We have been warned. We are prepared. And we welcome with great anticipation the second coming of our Lord. We lift up our heads as our redemption draws near. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate Brooksine's prayers. Our practice is normally I write the main message you read. She comes and then, I sent it over to a little laptop computer she works on, and she sharpens it and edits it and adds some additional thoughts, but she almost always adds the prayer. That's her niche. Well, it's a different type of message today, but one we are convinced needs to be proclaimed. As we stated earlier, it's either unproclaimed in some circles or in others, very much underproclaimed. We don't want to get too chit-chatty here, Brooksine, but just recall our years in the 70s and 60s when there's such an emphasis on the return of the Lord. That sure changed. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Once again, this is the message for September 17th, Wednesday morning. And we prepared it, 2008. We do have several songs suggested on the web today, some classic songs, again, written back in the 60s and 70s on this theme. We couldn't recall any newer ones. The King is Coming, a Bill Gaither classic, and then an Andre Crouch song, Soon and Very Soon. However, I also found a song, these are available, by the way, as YouTube videos. I found one written by a musician of our time I'd never heard before when I was looking for a great old classic hymn called Hallelujah, What a Savior. It's a different song by that same title, but some wonderful graphics along with scripture with the song. Let me point out today we also have a couple of links to PDF booklets put out by the Radio Bible Class Discovery Series on today's theme for those of you that want to study it further. We have appreciated the Daily Bread for many years. In fact, I've stated periodically that probably more than any other type of literature, it has been a model for me in the preparation of these messages. When we began, it was a booklet my mom, I recall having in her home, I think probably also with the Upper Room at that time, another devotional booklet. But they are Daily Bread is something we to this day use in her chaplain ministry, and appreciate their ministry. Well, have a great day today. Be prepared, because our redemption indeed does draw near.